This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending a program at Aizawl in Mizoram, where he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees in a short while from now. These projects will cater to multiple sectors, including railways, roadways, energy, sports, among others. In line with his commitment to world-class infrastructure and last-mile connectivity, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Bairabi-Sairang new railway line, which has been constructed at a cost of over 8,000 crore rupees. The rail line will connect the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, with the Indian Railways network for the first time in history. The rail line, built in a challenging hilly area, has 45 tunnels constructed under complex geological conditions. Additionally, it also includes 55 major bridges and 88 minor bridges. Mr. Modi will also address a public function. Besides Mizoram, the Prime Minister will also visit Manipur and Assam today to lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met European Union Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security Maro Sefcovic, European Union Commissioner for Agriculture and Food Christoph Hansen, and other officials of the EU delegation in New Delhi yesterday as part of the efforts to expedite the conclusion of a comprehensive free trade agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said both sides remain committed to achieving a balanced and mutually beneficial free trade agreement, opening new avenues for businesses and maximizing opportunities for the shared growth of India and the EU. India has welcomed the formation of a new interim government in Nepal led by Right Honourable Sushila Karki. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended best wishes to Ms. Sushila Karki on assuming office as the Prime Minister of the interim government of Nepal. Mr. Modi said that India remains firmly committed to the peace, progress and prosperity of the people of Nepal. Meanwhile, Nepal President Ramchandra Podel has dissolved the House of Representatives, the lower house of the federal parliament, at the recommendation of newly appointed interim prime minister and announced fresh parliamentary elections for the 5th of March next year. In Karnataka, at least 8 people were killed and over 20 others were injured after a goods-laden truck lost control and rammed into the crowd participating in a Ganesh idol immersion in Hassan district last evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the mishap in Karnataka's Hassan and shared his thoughts with the bereaved families. In a social media post, the Prime Minister has announced that an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund will be given to the next of kin of each deceased and the injured will be given 50,000 rupees. US President Donald Trump has acknowledged that his decision to impose steep tariffs on India for its purchase of Russian oil strained ties with New Delhi, even as he struck an optimistic note about ongoing trade negotiations. In an interview with a private TV channel, President Trump said that imposing 50% tariffs on India was not an easy thing to do and was a big deal for the United States.
India was their biggest customer. I put a 50% tariff on India because they're buying oil from Russia. That's not an easy thing to do. That's a big deal. And it causes a rift with India.
In boxing, India's Jasmine Lamboria and Nupur Sheoran have cruised into the women's finals in their respective weight categories at the ongoing World Championships in Liverpool, United Kingdom. Jasmine produced a clinical performance to defeat Venezuela's Omeline Alcala 5-0 in the 57-kilogram semi-final. She will now take on Paris Olympic silver medalist Julia Cesar Mehta in the final. In the 80-plus kg category, Nupur Sheoran defeated Turkey's Dasta Sema 1-5-0 to enter the finals. She will now face Agata Kasmarska of Poland in the finals tomorrow. The 20th World Athletics Championships began at Tokyo in Japan today. In men's 35-kilometer race walk event, India's Sandeep Kumar stood at the 23rd position, while Ram Babu failed to complete the race. Evan Dunfu of Canada won the gold, Caio Bonfim of Brazil bagged the silver, and Hayato Katsuki of Japan got the bronze medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.